We've reported before that Apple will probably have wireless charging for the iPhone 8. Some rumors have it getting the Energys system, which uses radio waves and works from across the room. Now, MacRumors.com reports that patents filed as late as 2013 indicate Apple may just roll their own with inductive charging. In other words, the tried and true set the phone on a charging pad method. It's not as zoomy or futuristic, but in the filings, Apple claims the wireless radio charging is too inefficient and not practical now. There's a new Qualcomm chip coming out, the Snapdragon 835, and it looks like Samsung's Galaxy S8 will have it exclusively at first. 9to5Google.com says LG's new G6, which will be shown at Mobile World Congress, will ship with the 821 chip, the same chip as the Google Pixel. The Snapdragon 821 is a perfectly good chip, not quite a year old, but it's not the latest and greatest. For that, you're going to have to pick up the Galaxy S8 after April. Amazon may have added a killer feature for the Echo for Trekkies. Now you can change the wake word in the settings to computer. CNET.com says in addition to Alexa and computer, you can also choose Amazon or Echo. A CNET reporter asked Echo to set phasers to stun, and it replied that was coming in a future update. According to a new study by Intel Security, 76% of parents let their kids take internet-connected gadgets to bed, while only 23% of them monitor their kids' usage. VentureBeat.com says the survey polled about 13,000 people. The kids come by it honestly. The survey also found 36% of parents had been called out by their kids for checking their smartphones during family time. Even though parents don't monitor kids as much as they should, 34% of parents have caught their children visiting inappropriate sites. I'm Clark Reed.